So, Brian McAnuff, we've just finished this banquet, which has honoured you and your career with Donegal. How overwhelming and how proud, and how do you feel now after it?
It's an unreal situation for me. I suppose the fact that it's Donegal, it means more than ever. You know, as I mentioned when I was speaking there tonight, that I got a Person of the Year award in 1992, which was marvellous, but the Donegal Person of the Year meant an awful lot more. So I think that puts in perspective.
Yeah,
I'm just a Donegal person through and through, and I love my county. I think the years abroad probably give me a greater love in my county. When you're away from home and Donegal make the first Ulster to final, and you know that you should be there, and you're not there, you know, it drives all the harder. And I learned a lot of things when I was away as well. Yeah. I played a certain amount of soccer as well, and that done me no harm, because I would have worked under a very good coach over there when I was playing soccer, Steki Ostap. He was part of the Hungarian 1954 team, you know. And then I played soccer with Bose under a very good man called Matt O'Leary, and those things you learn. But I was always learning. In fact, I'm still learning,
yeah,
and still prepared to learn, which is very important as well.
And I suppose too that Donegal has a great respect for you and what you achieved on the Gaelic football front, and not just that, but in business as well, because it spread right across the county, the people that have attended here tonight.
Yeah, well, it's nice, you know. Yeah. I've a great draw for Donegal, and I've a great draw for all the clubs in Donegal. I have some special areas like Dunloe, where Christina Sweeney introduced me inadvertently to my wife. We were all at college together, and so I have a great love of the Rosses, there's no doubt about that. But I love all of Donegal. Yeah.
Listen, you've had so many honours. You've had All-Stars, Ulster titles, you've got that All-Ireland, you've managed Ireland as well. So we've talked about these before down the past, but if you're to try and pinpoint one particular occasion, one particular honour, what's the one that stands out for you, Brian?
Well, it has to be the All-Ireland 1992, yeah. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, in a different way, as I said earlier, 1972, when we were the first Ulster Championship, was a huge, huge thing, you know, because at that stage we had never won an Ulster Championship. And, you know, it was as meaningful to the people that came to Clonmacnoise that not particularly very wet day, that won the title for the first time. That was a great, great time for us, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, 92 was, well, how can you compare with 92 when you win your All-Ireland?
Yeah.
You know, and you had a set of players that you've been working with for a period of time, like some of those lads that I had brought in there that Tom Conlon took on to win All-Ireland. So I brought them into the team in 1981, and ironically, they made their debut, some of them against Tipperary. And Tipperary beat us down there in a place called Embley. I thought I'd never get over it.
Yeah.
And I remember beating a man at Tipperary football afterwards. He says, that's a terrible young side you have there. Well, I says, well, and win an Ulster Championship in a couple of years. So I was in Mullingar sometime 2 years later or 18 months later looking for a furniture factory, and I flagged down a squad car, and he brought me over to Finnegan McGovern's furniture factory. And as he got out, he says, you don't remember me, but he says, I was speaking to you after the match in Embley. He says, you won the Ulster Championship a year earlier. Yeah. You know, just I knew there was something in those boys, because Joe Winston was working me with the backroom staff and Donald Mann, and they knew a lot more about the players down the county than I did. And I brought all these gather of young lads in, like Joyce McMullen was only 17 and Paul Carr 17 and Matt Gallagher 18, and I threw them all in, and that's where it was at. I didn't like to be beat by Tip. Yeah. But we came up there through the divisions, 4th division, 3rd division, 2nd division, and then when Tom was there, he brought them to the 1st division. So it was great, you know, from a stage where we've been graded 31 out of 32 counties. It was sad.
Mm.
So I got great joy out of that. But I had always this belief, because I was going away with Ulster teams, was lucky enough to be an All-Star team, and I could see that the players down the country were no better than ours. In fact, we probably had more natural skill. Sometimes we hadn't the toughness back then those years either, but that grew with us as well. We got a certain amount of toughness into us, which it takes to win.
Yeah,
it's not all about pure football.
Yeah, listen, you are a pure and pure through Donegal man. And if we look at the current crop that's there and the manager Declan Bonner, look at the team that won the All-Ireland 2012. Some way, where along the line you have been involved with men that have led other Donegal teams to success, Brian. So
that's nice. It's nice that Jim's there, and it was nice that Declan was there, and I got great joy when Jim won. I looked very grey that day because I should have been in the hospital. I had to go to the hospital that night. I didn't even get back here until 2012 for the celebrations. They were in the Holyrood Hotel, and I was on a mobile phone to the hotel talking to Jim on the phone, and I couldn't be there for Jim's arrival in my own hometown, you know. But my back was very bad at the time, you know, and I was in bits, and I was lucky to get onto the Croke Park pitch that day, one of the officials knew me, let me on. But I was grey in the face that day that I was on the pitch, and I was in mortal pain. But however, it was great we won.
Yeah.
I got down to the banquet that night, but I had to leave it. I just couldn't sit. Such was the pain. But I wanted to be part of it, you know, insofar as one could be. But I wasn't in any sort of shape to it.
Yeah. Listen, you want to be part of everything. You were part of this tonight. Just finally, it's another night that you'll not forget.
Oh, well, how could you forget a night like that? Yeah. That was a super night. And it was nice that I had so many of the children and grandchildren there tonight. Mm.